Hi, everybody. The front that's going to bring all these nice changes has already entered our state. As a matter of fact, showers and thunderstorms ahead of the front this afternoon and into the early part of this evening before ending. High temperature today held down to the low to mid-80s for highs. As the drier air comes in, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature 67. Tomorrow and Thursday, mostly sunny, less humid, comfortable days, cooler nights, a nice summer break. Highs in the upper 80s, lows tonight in the mid to upper 60s at night. Then on Friday, high temperature around 90, mostly sunny skies. A little more humidity creeps in by evening. Saturday and Sunday, back to business as usual, hot and humid with scattered hit or miss storms, highs in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public Schools is showing improvement in its accreditation process. A report from Advanced Ed shows 5 of 9 areas are now meeting standards. In March of 2018, 8 of 9 areas were below standards. The school system will undergo a standard accreditation evaluation in the spring of 2020. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly weekend shooting. 23-year-old Kadarius Fountain is charged with capital murder and the shooting death of 18-year-old James Richardson III. He is in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. And Governor Kay Ivey's Criminal Justice Commission met for the first time Monday. This group will tackle issues like overcrowding, understaffing, and safety in prisons. The group will meet again next month and tour state prisons. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Iran now claiming to have arrested 17 alleged spies trained by the CIA.
Police are looking for whoever may have killed 21-year-old college student Alexandria Ali Costel.
Robert Mueller's highly anticipated testimony, the president who said he won't watch, now signaling he might tune in.
Mr. President, are you worried about Wednesday?
No, I'm not going to be watching. Probably. Maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller.
In Puerto Rico, the largest demonstrations yet. Hundreds of thousands pouring into the streets again, calling for the resignation of the governor there.
The tainted alcohol discovered in Costa Rica has been linked to at least 19 deaths in the country. The health ministry issuing a national alert.
The credit monitoring company Equifax has agreed to pay a massive settlement, up to $700 million.
A pickup truck blowing a tire, the driver losing control, flipping onto I-88. The driver was trapped, but Good Samaritans lifted the truck onto its side, the driver escaping, and he thanked everyone.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And any caller can get in on the Squeak Week Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? Oh, so glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies you pick out from Sweet Creek Farm Market. That means you walk around the place, you go, I think I'm going to try that. Then I'm going to try that. Then I'm going to go get a Cuban sandwich that Dan talks about. Then I'm going to go get a watermelon. And put all that in there, and that's your basket. What could be better than that? What possibly could be better than that? Sweet Creek Farm Market, 231, just right past, a little less than 2 minutes past the turn from 231 over to Taylor Road. Just keep going straight. It's on your left-hand side. It is a great, great place. Okay, I think I figured this thing out, Joey. So Catherine Herridge on the DOJ memo to Mueller is next. And then the two and the threes, yeah, that will be the one after number two, the three.
This two-page letter to the special counsel is dense. It essentially lays out the left and right-hand boundaries for his testimony tomorrow. On the one hand, the 448-page report, and on the other hand, his public statement 2 months ago. It reads in part, should you testify, the department understands the testimony regarding the work of the special counsel's office will be governed by the terms you outlined on May 29th, specifically that the information you discussed during your testimony appears in and does not go beyond the public version of your March 22nd, 2019 report to the Attorney General or your May 29th public statement. That means no classified information, nothing beyond the redactions or blacked out sections, and more significantly, nothing more about uncharged third parties, and that broad exception would include the president. Quote, any testimony must remain within the boundaries of your public report because matters within the scope of your investigation were covered by the executive privilege. These privileges would include discussion about the investigative steps or decisions made during your investigation, not otherwise described in the public version of your events. Bottom line, this creates new obstacles for the Democrats who want Mueller to comment and go beyond the report into his findings.
And like I said, I think that whole memo was done to give him cover. And it wasn't to get him contained, it's to give him cover. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend, Papa B. Papa B.
Yoo-hoo! Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing just super fantabulous as usual.
That is excellent.
Heading back from Matthews, Alabama.
The thriving metropolis of Matthews.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
let me ask you something. Do you do farmland?
Then I'd go to Iraq and do a...
You do a Quonset hut somewhere.
Mass destruction lab, if they paid me enough.
You're saying you can get bought?
If they can pay me enough, I can go.
There you go.
And, you know, Mueller, I think he's pretty, you know, solidly, you know, exposed now as a black hat. He doesn't like Trump. He took a job that he never should have taken. And when he didn't get the outcome that he wanted in the press, he wanted his report to have a different spin, as he didn't say it in those exact words, but pretty much. And when it didn't get the right spin, he went out there and said, no, you got to look at it this way. He was throwing some sort of a lifeline to the Democrats to hopefully keep the fires burning there. And, you know, Barr, of course, he quashed it all. But to me, Mueller, maybe he'll say, and, you know, when he got through, I don't want to testify, and I've said what I'm going to say, and that's all I'm going to say. But in all reality, if he could throw another hornet's nest on that, he'd do it, and he will do it. So I fully anticipate Mueller saying something that would keep things in motion, something to help the Democrats out. In fact, I've heard in some news reports that he and his team are preparing for the testimony, which I guess is probably standard operating procedure. I don't think there's anything, you know, newsworthy about that, except for the fact that his team includes people like Andrew Weissman. And, you know, these people just really have a bone to pick. and they want to keep things going. So I would not be surprised if he throws something out there that's going to kind of stir the pot, keep the pot stirred. What do you think about that?
Well, that's an interesting point. If he is a black hat and he wants to commit sui lui, tomorrow would be the time to do it. But I think it's going to tell us an awful lot. If he doesn't do that, then, and you got to remember, I think one thing for Mueller, I think he's got in his DNA to try to do the right thing or within the boundaries. And I think he realizes he's in kind of a tight situation, particularly knowing that the IG report's coming down soon.
Yes, it is, and not only that, but if he does say something that is out of bounds, you know, Barr will probably be obligated at that point, or feel obligated, to go ahead and do some declassification on some to shed light on, you know, some of the going zones, I would think.
Well, one of the questions I think is going to be asked is that Bill Barr testified under oath that you said in a meeting that the Office of Legal Counsel, OLC, did not have a bearing on your on the way you handled this report. Is that true or not true? And he's going to have to figure out how to answer that without possibly perjuring himself, because there are people in that room that heard what happened. They know what the truth is. If they don't, if the Republicans don't ask that question, then they probably know what the truth is.
Yes, you would think so. And, there's a lot of different ways that Mueller can be put in a box and really have to answer really some hard questions, but I don't know if he'll even answer them. I don't know how he'll exactly avoid it, but, you know, through all of his little word tricks and everything, he, you know, might be able to get out of it. I mean, the very idea, first of all, that you go into the president's office wanting the job as the FBI director or whatever he was, or the director of the DOJ, whatever he was asking for, thinking he was going to get, and then just a few days later, you're hip deep in an investigation of that same office or offices, why didn't he just recuse himself? That's one of the things that I've really, from the jump.
I think it's because he wanted the job.
Well, yeah, that's what it could be. You know, it's what else could it be? And then, but how does he answer that and not have any, and that, you know, in any credible way? To me, that's, very, from the jump, he had motivation, and he never should have taken that, job as special counsel. He should have recused himself up front. But anyway, I don't know. Are you going to, is it going to be on during the time y'all are on air, so y'all won't be able to watch it, I guess?
Well, I'm going to be able to watch part of it. It starts at 9 o'clock our time. I'm sorry, it starts at 8 o'clock our time. And, 9 o'clock our time. And so I'm going to watch and record as much as I feel I can, that I can make sense out of it. These things get pretty boring, and you're looking for one clip out of a 45-minute conversation. And that's what it kind of turns into, unless it gets into a shouting match.
So, the Democrats are going to try to make some issue no matter what. No matter how boring it is, no matter how nuanced it is, no matter how nonsensical it is, they're going to take it and try to make some hay out of it, right? They're not going to give up, right? You don't think?
No, I think they're trying to score points. And I tell you, the other thing, among my group, we've been talking about, you know how during a sporting event, whether it's basketball or football, when you look like you're about to lose, you start doing some pretty desperate things. And that's what That's what I'm going to be looking for. When we're in hour three on the judicial part of this thing, how perplexed does Jerry Nadler look? Does he look like he's about to blow a gasket and could fall over from a heart attack or a stroke? Or is he calm and everything's kind of, he's a happy camper? That's going to tell me a lot. I think the optics of this whole thing are going to be very important.
Well, I've never seen him be a happy camper, Dan. It looks like he's about to drop dead from a heart attack or blow a gasket every time I've seen him. Anyway, maybe we'll see the calm Nadler with his belt pulled up around his man boobs. You know? Anyway, I'll listen to y'all's commentary on it to see what I, you know, to get some more insight after this is over with. But I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, I appreciate you calling.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Ta-ta. Let's go to Weezer. Weezer, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, thank you there, Dan. I'm happy to be on the line with
you. Long time no talk to.
I know. I've been laying low until I got this thought on my mind that I can't get rid of. So I'm going to ask you to help me.
Sure.
Mueller knew up front on the investigation fairly early what his decision would be. So what did he do with the rest of those 2 years? Do you possibly think he was covering everybody's footsteps for Hillary and her side and her gang? He had 2 years to pull paperwork and do all kinds of stuff.
If that were the case, then he didn't do a very good job considering all the stuff that the IG has found.
Okay. Okay. I just need peace of mind because it's driving me nuts.
Yeah. Several people feel that way.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from people. I kind of go, they kind of look at him being the plumber going in and kind of stopping the leaks and fixing the problem. I think his whole goal was to get this thing to last beyond the 2018 election. And I think he did a good job with it. And he's going to be asked, you know, when did you know there was no collusion and that there was no evidence that was there? And I think he's going to answer not until the last day, last week of the report, because he can answer it that way. That means it's factual, but he can answer it that way.
Well, okay. I'm going to hang up and listen to your interesting show today.
Weezer, you have a wonderful day, my dear.
Thank you very much.
Joey, I'm being asked to get, by several people about Sorensen. Mm-hmm. When is that replay going to be?
1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
I assume that made into the replay last night.
Yes, as well.
Okay, good. So 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, Sorensen is going to be the replay show for Saturday. So if you want to catch Sorensen, he was very informative. And or you can go to my podcast and play back hour one. Yesterday, the 22nd of July, hour one. Gonna be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? they see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The best things in
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Get your motor running. 272-9228 is where we are. Before we continue on with Catherine Harris and some of the other stories we have here. Reminder, Dan Black Studios, I messed up on the telephone number, not going to do that again today. Matter of fact, I'm going to give it to you up front and then at the end. 334-676-1734. You know what that number leads you to? Getting those VHSs and Betamaxes and 8mm films moved over to the digital world where you can keep them forever. So give Dan Black Studios a call. Time is a wasting. Go get those things done. They're deteriorating. You probably don't even have the machines that they played on. They probably don't even work. So get it moved over. Get it taken care of. And when you call them, do this for me. Ask Dan. Say, Dan, what's the Dan Morris Show special for today? He's going to give you a good price on it. I'm telling you, he loves the folks of this show, and the people of my show love him and the work that he does. Dan Black Studio, personal friend for 40-plus years, 334-676-1734. He also does video work for you. If you need something filmed for your business or whatever, he can do that for you. Okay, Catherine Harris is also going to be talking about Ray, the FBI director, is testifying today. Now, I have seen nothing on this on Fox or any of my other reports, so I have no idea how this is going, but there is an element that he's going to be asked about. Let's listen in.
So we're hanging on every word tomorrow. Every question, every answer, right. We'll see how it goes. Meanwhile, you've got the FBI director on the Hill about an hour from now before a Senate panel. What is that about, Catherine?
Well, this is a standard oversight hearing, but a source on the committee told Fox News that they plan to ask Director Ray about a story we broke here on Fox News last night. Three government whistleblowers are alleging a Homeland Security DNA pilot program designed to screen individuals held by Customs and Border Protection agents against an FBI database for violent crime was derailed.
We have a great tool that was mandated by and approved by Congress as a law. And we're not using it.
Who's slipping through?
U.S. citizens, lawful permanent residents, and illegal aliens in this country are and have been harmed due to our agency not collecting DNA.
FBI Director Wray's testimony begins about an hour from now, and it comes on the eve of tomorrow's Mueller hearing. And after reluctant witnesses came forward to the Justice Department's Inspector General's investigation into alleged surveillance abuse and targeting of the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. As you know, the Inspector General recently found two former senior FBI executives accepted gifts from reporters in violation of federal policy. One executive leaked evidence that was under seal. The other lied about receiving the gifts. And based on the publicly available records, neither executive was prosecuted under what's called 18 U.S.C. 1001, that's for lying to federal investigators, or contempt of court, which is 18 U.S.C. 401 bill.
Okay, Catherine, thanks for that.
Okay, so you remember part of what the IG discovered is that members of the FBI, McCabe, Strzok being two of them, we're not sure where Comey is at this whole deal, were actually receiving gifts from reporters for passing information, and they would get meals and things like that, which you're not supposed to take, particularly when you're in law enforcement, but as a federal employee, you're not supposed to take. Those standards came in right when I had left, but they were just being put into place. So you could, before, you could have a lobbyist basically buy you dinner in Paris if you wanted them to. Then they kind of realized that was out of bounds, so they started putting limits on it, where you could do $50 or $75, and then your spouse was unlimited type thing. And but your spouse could be a government employee, which is kind of weird. It depends whether there's an operational thing. But this is going to be, there's, I wanted to see the testimony today just for that fact, to see who they were talking about and what office was it out of. Was it Southern District of New York? Or was it Washington, D.C. field office? D.C. has a lot of taking people out to dinner, and so does New York, but D.C. has a ton of it. There are restaurants that's all they do is cater to that group of people that are basically taking muckety-mucks out to dinner, the Palm being one of my favorite ones that are out there. Okay, so let me do this. Let me go to a break. We're going to reset. We're going to get into a whole bunch of other things. Stephen Miller, who's been a friend of the show, worked with Jeff Sessions. He was on with Chris Wallace, and he roughs it up with it. Liz Cheney was really good yesterday. I liked her style more than like Stephen Miller, but Stephen Miller takes it to him, and they are ready and loaded for bear. Going to be back with more right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. A Puerto Rican judge wants to turn the governor and his aide's cell phones into investigative tools in an inquiry into Governor Ricardo Rossello, which has led to protests.
Those text messages revealed unsavory communication between the governor and his aide, specifically using obscene language and mocking hurricane victims.
Fox's Eben Brown. Much of Washington expected to pause tomorrow as former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies about the Russia probe. Attorney General William Barr told Fox on Tuesday he advised Mueller on his testimony because, he says, he asked.
So we responded in writing. The department sent the guidance they had requested.
President Trump has said he'll watch, too, quote, a little bit. And the immigration enforcement ordered by President Trump last week has resulted in 35 arrests. It was initially expected to target some 2,000 illegal immigrants. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The front that's going to bring all these nice changes has already entered our state. As a matter of fact, showers and thunderstorms ahead of the front this afternoon and into the early part of this evening before ending. High temperature today held down to the low to mid-80s for highs. As the drier air comes in, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature 67. Tomorrow and Thursday, mostly sunny, less humid, comfortable days, cooler nights, a nice summer break. Highs in the upper 80s, lows tonight in the mid to upper 60s at night. Then on Friday, high temperature around 90, mostly sunny skies. A little more humidity creeps in by evening. Saturday and Sunday, back to business as usual, hot and humid with scattered hit or miss storms, highs in the low 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hudson to go see Dan Hudson at family dental practice. Great guy. Look forward to seeing him. Always an interesting guy to talk to. Before I do that, let me pop up a couple of things here. Larry Kudlow responds to Rashida Tlaib's $20 minimum wage proposal. How about that? Listen to this.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, we've heard $15 minimum wage. Now she's saying, how about $20 an hour? One of my best friends owns some restaurants down in Florida, and I wrote her and I said, what do you think about this? Would you be able to survive? She said, quote, that would kill us. I don't know that we could survive having to pay that. Actually, I'm quite sure we wouldn't. Then they would not have any jobs.
Interesting point. Look, actually, a recent study by the Congressional Budget Office, when you have these big increases in the national federal minimum wage, yes, some jobs, some wages go up for, you know, some set number of millions of workers, but we also lose millions of jobs because a lot of these businesses, small businesses, can't afford it. Look, here's the Kudlow remedy for minimum wage. You ready? I'm ready. You need to take notes here. Pull the pencils out, please. This is very important. We have tremendous prosperity. We are growing across the board. Unemployment is down. Wages are up. Consumers are booming. It's across the board. Every conceivable subgroup, African Americans, Hispanic, Asians, and so forth, less educated, less skilled, are doing
the best.
And
then wages go up naturally.
So we can have an unlimited minimum wage through private sector prosperity. You look at some of these big companies, you know, Walmart.
Hey, Larry, you know what it's like to be against a hard break, right?
I'm going to give you a hard break. I'm going to say $15 to $20 minimum wage because of private sector prosperity. That is the best way to do it, and that's where we're going.
I like Larry Kudlow.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of became a reluctant participant at the beginning. I did not know him during his time at the Reagan administration, but I've followed him for decades and from his CNBC days. And he's spot on. And I'll tell you what, I think it's wonderful that they've got him at the helm of this whole thing to kind of keep the president and keep his what's going on. He's the debt ceiling. He really explained that today, talking about compared to GDP. That's not as high of a number as people think it is. We're at a lower percentage. The problem is, as your economy turns, then that percentage gets really bad. And the guy who knows a lot about that is Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Okay, let me try to get Stephen Miller in here, and then we can wrap up with the Senator Cassidy if we have enough time. Okay, let me set this up. So Stephen Miller, who used to be in Jeff Sessions' operation, very senior person, came into the White House because he was writing speeches and things like that, and has become an integral part of the Trump administration. He is writing speeches for Trump. He's advising Trump. He is right there with Trump, and he's a bad you-know-what. So here's Stephen Miller with Chris Wallace. He's going to be talking about Trump's racist tweets. Listen to the way Chris Wallace handles this, and then listen to how Stephen Miller handles it.
You are the president's senior policy advisor and his chief speechwriter. His tweets this week about those four congresswomen, and let's put them up, why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, are the latest in a long string of controversial comments by Mr. Trump, some of which I know that you helped draft. Here are a few.
I want him to show his birth certificate. There's something on that birth certificate that he doesn't like. They're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. You had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
Why shouldn't someone see all of that as racist?
I think the term racist, Chris, has become a label that is too often deployed by the left, Democrats in this country, simply to try to silence and punish and suppress people they disagree with, speech that they don't want to hear. The reality is that this president has been a president for all Americans, whether you look at historically low black unemployment rates, historically low Hispanic unemployment rates, or if you look at what he's doing on immigration to protect safety, security, rising wages for all American citizens.
Stephen Miller, he's a smart guy, number one, but he can be very aggressive, but he really gets in there with Chris Wallace on this. Okay, now, Stephen Miller is going to be questioning someone's birthplace is not racist. And he makes a great point with this thing, but listen to how Chris Wallace handles this.
But when he questioned, and let's say there's a long record here, when he questioned whether or not Barack Obama was an American citizen, when he said the people in his announcement that the Mexico is sending to this country are not their best, they're rapists, they're drug dealers, and some are good people, when he called for a total and complete shutdown of the Muslim ban, something I know you were very involved in, that's not protecting the American people. That is playing the race card.
I couldn't disagree more. I mean, let's take, for example, the issue of the recent indictment we saw of 22 MS-13 gang members in California.
We're not talking about hardened criminals. All right, let's talk about the Obama and the birther. You don't think that questioning whether or not the president of the United States, the first black president, is an American, you don't think that there's a race quality
about,
to that?
They raised questions about John McCain's circumstances of birth. They raised
There were never raised questions about John McCain. There was a question about whether he was born in the Panama Canal or not. There was never a race question about John McCain.
I fundamentally disagree with the view that if you criticize somebody and they happen to be a different color skin, that makes it a racial criticism. In fact, you saw from Congresswoman Presley this week that she was saying that if you're brown, you have to speak like a brown person. If you're black, you have to speak like a black person. That's the kind of ideology the president is rejecting. If you want to have a colorblind society, it means you can criticize immigration policy, you can criticize people's views, you can ask questions about where they're born, and not have it be seen as racial.
And that's, I mean, did you hear Chris Wallace said, by questioning where he was born and being a black person, then that is racist. And Stephen Miller very rightfully rejected that. And Stephen Miller was right on top of this thing, but that to me made Chris Wallace look really bad, and he certainly is not his dad's level of journalist. He was trying to connect some dots there that because you questioned the birth certificate means that you were questioning him for racial reasons. No, there was some discussion that was out there and talk that he was born in Kenya. And I think a grandmother or something said, oh, yeah, he was born in Kenya. So there was some validity to it. Now he's going to be talking about the squad, and he is going to lay into them with both barrels.
And can you also say go back where you came from?
First of all, and I'm glad that we can now get to what I think we really want to focus on, with the send her back chant, the president was clear that he disagreed with it.
He let it go on for 13 seconds, and it was only when the chant diminished that he started talking again.
He said nothing in his tweet.
I promise I'm going to give you, but he said nothing there or in his tweet after the rally that indicated any concern about the chant.
Right, but I want to get to the core issue. The president was clear that he said he disagreed with that tweet. But the core issue is that all the people in that audience and millions of patriotic Americans all across this country are tired of being beat up, condescended to, looked down upon, talked down to by members of Congress on the left in Washington, D.C., and their allies in many quarters of the media. And let's get specific about it. You saw the quotes from Representative Omar saying some people did something about 9/11. And yes, if you watch it in context, it's worse. You saw the quotes from Representative Omar talking about how, oh, well, we talk about Al-Qaeda in a menacing tone. And by the way, she's giggling throughout this interview. But we don't talk about the army in a menacing tone. And yes, if you watch it in context, which I have, it's even worse. And perhaps most shocking of all were the comments made by Representative Ocasio-Cortez saying that our border agents are running concentration camps, and therefore they are Nazis, and therefore everyone in that audience And you and me and everyone who supports our Border Patrol are, by extension, Nazi sympathizers. We support Nazis if we support border agents. But I have one more point on that that I have to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is that I'm a Jew. As a Jew, listen, as an American Jew, I am profoundly outraged by the comments from Ocasio-Cortez. It is a historical smear. It is a sinful comment. It minimizes the death of 6 million of my Jewish brothers and sisters. It minimizes their suffering, and it paints every patriotic law enforcement officer as a war criminal. And those are the comments, Chris, that we need to be focusing on.
He's right with that. I tell you, Stephen Miller, and I've noticed a change. You had Liz Cheney that was out there, and Stephen Miller out there. You had Collins that was a little more aggressive than normal, particularly talking about the Mueller and the squad and such. It seems that they're getting their talking points better. And being aggressive isn't a bad thing. I think it fits right into the Trump motif. And calling these guys out like Liz Cheney and Stephen Miller did is right on target. Let's get to the cut first, and then we'll play it afterwards. This is going to be Stephen Miller. Did I get that in the wrong order?
Squad. New policy differences.
Okay, yeah. Let's do the policy differences, and then we'll get into what he said on OAC.
The president says that the four congresswomen hate America. Here he is.
I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country. Not when I'm the president.
But during his 2016 campaign and even as president, Mr. Trump has been as critical of this country as anything the squad has ever said. Take a look.
I think President Obama has been the most ignorant president in our history. Nobody respects us. They're laughing at us. We don't know what we're doing. Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation.
We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent? You think our country's so innocent?
Why is what those congressmen said, and you pointed out some things, and I'm not going to defend everything that the squad has said. There are a lot of things they've said that I think are just wrong and very deeply troubling. But why is what those congresswomen have said in general any worse than what you just heard Donald Trump say? President Obama is
listen
ignorant. This country is killers. On and on.
It's a great question. So I want to drill down on it because it's really the heart of the debate that we're having in this country right now. Anybody who's running for office, right, left, or center, always points out where they think America can do better, where they think America needs to go. But there's a fundamental distinction between people who think that we need to lean into and strengthen America's core values, whether it be our constitutional values, the rule of law, the principles of Western civilization, or people who think that we basically need to turn America into Venezuela.
Yeah, let me go to a break. Coming back, more Stephen Miller. Rock'em sock'em, Stephen Miller. Be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan, Joey. How are y'all today?
Very good. And you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. Guys, I don't know what to think about Mueller. It's one of two things are happening here. Mueller's already been cornered by the DOJ and wanting to know all these questions everybody's asking already. You know, like, why didn't you investigate this? Or why you didn't look at that? Or, you know, this and that. And why are you referencing these things like they actually happened when you know as well as I do that they didn't? It's a big hoax. Anyway, so when I look at that, I'm wondering if Mueller might be part of the ongoing investigation, as meaning not as an investigator, but in a cooperating witness. What do you think of the possibility?
There's a strong rumor tone out there that they are investigating some of the investigators on the Mueller team, Andrew Weissman being one of them, and the person who's doing it is a combination of the IG and Durham. So we understand.
Right. So some of these things I know are kind of early to try to predict what's going on here. But I'm kind of thinking that he may be being a cooperating witness. Because if these kind of tentacles go kind of deep into what you were just referring to, then I don't know if Mueller was actually isolating himself in a way to protect himself, or did he become part of that? That's the big question in all of this. So anyway, that's what I feel about that. So the next thing I want to ask you, though, Dan, is that how far out, and you're probably going to know what I'm leading up to when I ask, how far out from the presidential election is too close for any big bombshells to start coming out, because we're getting too close to the election, and the old saying, we don't want to disrupt the presidential election. Because I'm trying to figure out, you know, we're getting about ready to get a big old drop of stuff, now.
Yeah, I think you're going to get the IG report pretty fast. And then the question is, do you move on to Durham, and how damning is the IG report? The IG report is very different, I understand, today than it was a month and a half ago. That is going to connect some dots that are much more explosive than they first thought.
Correct. Okay, so back to the first original question. Then, how far out do you think? Do you think a one-year mark before general, or leading up 6 months? You know, am I correct that they say in certain political environments in a certain period that you don't actually start to do certain things? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you can go to the end of the year of this year easily. But I'm telling you, if the IG report hits and it's pretty big, and then the Durham stuff, I mean, I think he can easily get stuff out there before January.
Well, I kind of agree with that. I think it could be.
And then it'll be an ongoing investigation during an election.
Oh, I'm sure. because there's going to be still other stuff to dig up there. But I'll close today by saying that I do agree with President Trump and Vice President Pence that those four women are racist. So that's my opinion about them.
Okay.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I appreciate you.
And y'all have a good day.
You
hey,
too.
Put me in for the Sweet Creek, Joey.
Give me a month a day.
10/18.
You got it.
All right.
Have a good one. Safe trip back. Go to the cut six of Stephen Miller on the garbage statement, and then get ready to play the backup piece of AOC.
Let's go to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The president is particularly upset with one particular slur by the congresswomen. Here it is.
When people are speaking so badly, when they call our country garbage, think of that. That's worse than deplorable.
But here's what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and he's repeated that often, that somebody, he didn't say it was ALC, has called the country garbage. Here's what she actually said, talking about her proposals for the country. All of these things sound radical compared to where we are, but where we are is not a good thing. And this idea of 10% better from garbage shouldn't be what we settle for. She didn't say the country was garbage. She said some of the policies she opposes are garbage.
Didn't I say some?
It's impossible to read the quote that way. The quote, what she's trying to say is there's a debate.
This idea of 10% better from garbage shouldn't be what we settled for. She's talking about her proposal.
No, it's literally impossible to read the quote that way. What she's saying is there's a debate in the Democratic Party in which some people want to improve, in her mind, 10% from garbage, which maybe we'll say is Obamacare, where she wants to do, say, Medicare for All, which she views as being, I guess, 70% better than garbage. Her point is, we're starting at garbage, some want to go a little better than garbage,
I understand
and she
that.
Wants to go way better than garbage.
I understand that, but she's talking about policy.
No, she's not talking
about the country and the people.
She's saying,
is garbage such a horrible word?
She's saying that America, in her view, right now, is garbage.
Play the what she actually says so it's not being read. You can hear it.
We've strayed so far away from what has really made us powerful and just and good and equitable and productive.
That's America
she's
talking about.
I think all of these things sound radical compared to where
all
we are,
things.
But where we are is not a good thing. And this idea of like 10% better from garbage shouldn't be what we settle for.
Chris Wallace changed the meaning of that by the way he read that. She is talking about multiple issues, and she is referring to America. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Heading to Dan Hudson, my great dentist, Rebido the Great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. Is the 2020 election secure from foreign influence? FBI Director Christopher Wray says the administration has asked for additional resources for that purpose.
We feel that we have significant resources devoted to the foreign influence piece.
On Wednesday, former special counsel Robert Mueller testifying about Russia's influence in the 2016 election. Stocks are up on news that the U.S. and China will resume face-to-face trade talks next week. President